Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building this morning, Mr. Casey Veggies.
Casey Veggies.
How you doing?
That's morning, sir.
That's a very healthy name. Like, did you eat a lot of vegetables growing up? Like,
I love vegetables.
How'd you get the nickname Veggies?
I was like 12 years old when we came up with that name. Me and my homies had a brand. I mean, we still got it going. It's called Peas and Carrots.
I heard about it.
Yeah.
Clothing line.
Yeah. I got on one of the shirts right now. Show you.
Well, you need to take off the Death Row jacket and
show
off
the shirt.
That says Bad Boy on this side, Death Row on that side.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's dope. Okay.
Explain the jacket.
I see all that.
Yeah, where the jacket come from? Is that your line?
No, I bought this in L.A. I don't even know the name of this line, but I just bought it. I like the jacket. I like these style of jackets.
Mm-hmm.
He's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But okay, peas and carrots,
peas
veggies.
And carrots, yeah, you know, we started to, we just came up with the name. First, my rap name was Custom. It's like short for customized. And I was like, nah, it's too plain, you know.
Yeah.
So my name is Casey, so I'm like, you know what? You know, the homie name, we came up with like carrots, you know, peas. And then I was like, you know what? It's no other vegetables. I'm going to go with veggies. I'm all the veggies.
You know? See, you don't see that in the hood because everybody's so unhealthy in the hood. So for y'all to name yourselves after nice vegetables,
yeah.
Is dope.
Fresh.
No, we try to push some.
For real.
Envy's name is Casey also.
No, that's my last name. My last name is Casey, yeah.
I used to have
Oh, that's dope.
Me and my homeboys named each other after weed. Like I was Charlie Chronic, Bobby Buddha, Matthew Marijuana, Ichabodism. So it's good to see you guys. Doing something healthy.
No, definitely. I mean, we pushing that organic lifestyle, everything natural.
You feel me? Are you a vegan?
Nah, but you feel me? Everything I do is natural. You feel me?
It's organic.
I'm not forcing nothing.
Now, how did you start rapping? Because you originally was a ball, a basketball player.
Yeah, hooping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I started rapping when I was like 12. I should start writing, you know, mm-hmm. like when I was going to high school, eighth grade. I love basketball, you know what I'm saying? Since I was 5 years old, mm-hmm. I played like travel ball. I was on varsity when I was in 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then 12th grade, I just fell out of it all the way. But
You're a point guard, two guard?
I'm like, really? I was playing 3 and 4.
Wow.
Because I was guarding big man.
Gotcha.
Right. Feel me? I can stick whoever. I just love playing defense.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, when I was 13, I dropped my first mixtape. Mm-hmm. I was in ninth grade in high school. Mm-hmm. I thought I was the coolest kid ever. I just found a love for it.
Right.
Just being creative, you know, expressing yourself through music. And, once I got in that booth, I just never turned back.
You know so you were saying? Probably like a celebrity in school at a young age.
I mean, I think a lot of kids grow up like local celebrities.
He
like,
was the MySpace star.
But there's not a lot of ninth graders putting out mixtapes.
Nah, for real.
What got you more pussy though, basketball or rapping?
You can't curse, Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte,
my bad. What got you more vagina, basketball or rapping?
I mean, for me, it would probably be rapping.
That's why he went to rap. That's what it was.
But it wasn't even that. Not even for that. I went to rap for the culture, you know, for the art form.
See, Charlamagne?
So nothing crushed your hoop dreams? It wasn't like an ankle injury?
Honestly, the coach just, like, coaches mm-hmm. don't really give the players the right chance sometimes. Like,
and I was saying that the other day. A coach can mess up a kid's dream. If you have a bad coach,
you
can kill
everything.
Yeah, Charlamagne, you're a coach. I mean, I'm Envy. Aren't you a coach?
Yeah, but I encourage the kids regardless they win or lose. I try to encourage them.
No, you don't.
You could crush a kid's life.
Yeah.
I think you should tell kids the truth. What the coach told you that you weren't that good?
I was nice. Like, I was good. My brother was on the team. He got more playing time than me. I mean, I was just underestimated, like, underrated. Like, mm-hmm. you feel me? Like the coach would put me in, and I would be kind of nervous because it's like when the coach don't play you a lot, it's like you're nervous. You don't want to make a mistake. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But if the coach would give you that opportunity, you don't feel nervous no more. But for me, I mean, I did my thing when I got in the game, but the coach just he didn't play me enough.
So what you think it was with the rap, the people gave you validation, that was enough for you?
I mean, for me, it was like with the rap, I can take matters into my own hands. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying? Like, I don't gotta work. I don't have to wait on no coach. Like, I can go to the studio. I can go push my mixtape.
Right.
I can print on my own copies. I can go to do my own shows. I don't gotta wait on no coach to put me in a game. You feel me? I put myself in the game.
Now, they said your dad did security for Jay-Z.
Yeah.
How old were you when he was doing security for Hov?
I was about, like, 6 years old.
So it was about that time that's got you into the rapping.
Is that when you signed to Roc Nation?
Nah.
He's a baby, man.
I was hooping. Like, I was hooping hard back then. I didn't even care what my dad was doing. Like, I was wondering, you know, when you're young, you ain't tripping with your dad, how you make money. You just letting him go out and do his thing.
How did that feel, though? Your dad was from the West, of course, West Coast, but Jay was from the East, and at that time, it was West and East.
What year was that?
This is like 96, 97.
Yeah, West and East F with each other. So how was that? Yeah.
I mean, my dad, every time Jay would come to L.A., my dad mostly worked with him in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He said he mainly was assigned to Dame Dash. But he would end up, you know, working with Jay, bodyguarding him sometime. But, yeah, man, it's just part of his history.
Your dad must be a very trustworthy dude, because there is no way in hell I'd be coming from the East Coast hiring West Coast security.
Man, they said they love my dad. My dad said they loved him. Like, they trusted him. Suge Knight called my dad before he said he needed security. Tupac, all that.
So you signed to Roc Nation. Was that your father's relationship with Hov had anything to do with that?
No, my dad wasn't even in contact with Hov at all. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just went out and did that on my own. Like, that was something totally different. I just got a call one day, you know.
From who? Who over there was, like, checking for you? Who over there was feeling you?
Well, actually, this dude, Rich Kleiman, you know, gave me that call. And I just told about this, how Q-Tip called me one day when I was, like, 17. He gave me a call. And Rich Kleiman was working with Jay-Z at the time. Mm-hmm. So he just told me, I mean, Q-Tip was kind of, he was trying to sign me a little bit. You know, he was just chopping it up with me. And then, Rich was like, you know what, Jay want to meet you. Like, he want to meet you. And I'm like, what? Like, for real? And I was still in high school, so I left school, missed like 2 days real quick.
Miss school for Jay. He and Jay Cole.
You know, came to New York. Yeah. I was out here for one day, and I met him. I was at the hotel with him. He was recording and working on Watch the Throne.
How was that conversation?
What's the first thing you said to him? Did you say something silly like, hey, my dad used to do security for you?
Nah, didn't even bring that up.
That's what Charlamagne would have did.
Charlamagne definitely would have said that.
What did Jay-Z hear from you that made him say that he wanted to meet you?
I mean, I think he just was hearing through the grapevine. Like, mm-hmm. you know, this young artist who's this new young cat, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, especially I was coming up with iFuture.
Right.
You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? People was hearing about me from, like, with Tyler and everything. And he just knew I was doing my thing. And I played him some music. I had dropped this album called Sleeping in Class mm-hmm. in 2010. And I played him some records, and he was just vibing with the music. Like I remember he heard one of my verses and was just appreciating the verse. And I was like, damn, mm-hmm. like, this is crazy. You know, he really listening, really checking the lyrics, and see what he hearing, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, this is crazy. And that gave me a lot of confidence, you know what I'm saying? Just to know that people was really listening, you know
gotcha.
What I'm saying? People's eyes was open.
And going solo from iFuture, were they supportive of that? Like, yeah, go ahead, do your thing. Or was it like, come on, we supposed to be?
I mean, they definitely were supportive of that. I mean, I remember one day the homie Haji Beats asked me, like, yo, you still, like, are you sure you want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be down with, I know we taking off, but you want to be down with us or what you want to do? And I was just like, I mean, you know, like, I'm rocking. Like, I'm doing mm-hmm. my thing. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I just never was looking for no handouts like that, you know what I'm saying?
But you were one of the founding members, though.
Yeah, definitely. I started off with them, but as I said, I was hooping. I was playing basketball. Gotcha. It was a time in my life where I didn't have time to be, like, checking in and be.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just living my life. Like,
right.
I couldn't, you know what I'm saying?
When they started popping off, you didn't want to seem like you was just there for the ride.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's not me, you feel me? That's just not
How
me.
Did you and Rocky Fresh end up hooking up?
Me and him just became really close friends. Like, we did a song before I even met him.
Mm-hmm.
We had a song with the homie, with the other homie from Chicago. And that was one of the relationships. I heard his verse, and I was like, he seemed like a cool, like, I had never met the dude. He just mm-hmm. had a chill vibe on his verse. I'm like, once we met, we was just super cool.
Mm-hmm.
We just started, you know, chopping it up. We did records together. And then he went on to sign with Rick Ross. I went on to get managed by Roc Nation, and we all just kept working. Then we both got a Puma deal, Puma mm-hmm. sponsorship deal, and then we just did a mixtape together, and we've been, but he out in LA right now, we've been brothers ever since, like, he always hit me.
Now that first convo with Jay-Z, is that immediately what happened? He was like, all right, play some music.
Jay-Z asked me, what's your story? Like, I was nervous.
Hey, that's a complicated question.
Complicated question,
but where do you want me to start?
And you got to start from the
first
beginning.
First grade, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm like, that's a Jay-Z question right there. What's
but that probably
story?
Tells a lot by how you answer that.
Nah,
when somebody says, what's your story? Yeah. You know.
And how did you answer it?
I said, I was just talking about how I started. And, you know, I started playing. I'm from L.A. I'm from Inglewood, mm-hmm. California. You know what I'm saying? I used to play basketball. I got into music when I was 12. I just started trying to hit him with the facts. I was nervous. I ain't
right.
even going to lie. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to say. I don't know if I gave him the best answer. You know what I'm saying? I just said what the first thing that came to mind.
Was he really paying attention, or was it one of those,
Nah, bro was really paying attention. He, like, you want some water? He was just cool, chilling. We was in a little small hotel room. Yeah. It wasn't no big room or nothing. It was like he had the studio set up in the room. Mike Dean, the producer, engineer, was there. He's super cool. We was just chilling.
Have you seen him since?
Who, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him. He actually recognized me one day.
You should. Like, you're signed to Roc Nation.
No, you're right. But honestly, you know how that be. You feel me? He's so busy. He got so many people talking, trying to talk to him. But me, I'm the type, I just want to show you what I'm doing. Like,
right.
I show you I'm working, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can support me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do. But mm-hmm. me, I'm going to work. So, you can come holler at me, you know what I'm saying, later or whatever, but I'm gonna be working.
So where'd he see you? Where'd he recognize you?
We at the Rock Nation brunch. He like, he was with Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was walking with Beyonce. He like, what's up, man? Like, he was
Grammy,
happy.
Grammy weekend.
Yeah, Grammy, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Had a Rock Nation brunch. I've been to like two so far.
There's another one coming up.
Yeah, it'd be cracking. It'd be fun.
Do you take chicks with you when you go to that kind of stuff?
Nah.
Just to show off a little bit. Like, I'm...
There's a lot of girls there. Why would he bring one?
Got you. Now, you from Inglewood, California, but you don't make like typical West Coast music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How did you break out of that mode of not making the stereotypical, let me throw some Chucks on and get in front of the lowrider sound?
I mean, it's a different time.
He's a stereotypical bastard
really?
Over there. He said, throw some Chucks on and get in front of the lowrider.
I just think it's a different time. It was, you know, that was then, this is now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, as you know, I came in working with Tyler. People like, I feel we was making different type of records. Mm-hmm. Like, we wasn't really following the mold of what was going on. Our imagination was somewhere else, creativity. And then me, my favorite rapper is Kanye, you know what I'm saying? Like, he came in the game doing different, like, he was different than everybody, mm-hmm. You feel me? So I just wanted to be soulful. Like, you know, that's the reason I started rapping, like, to do soulful, real hip-hop, real music. I didn't do it, get into it to make club records, you know what I'm saying, or party. That's not why I do it, you know what I mean?
I like a lot of the young cats from the West Knives because, like, they're not feeling the pressure to get caught up in gangs when they was younger, none of that. Y'all just did y'all.
Nah, I mean, we was around it. I was surrounded by all that stuff, you know, mm-hmm. All the stuff these rappers talk about. I grew up around it. I walked home from school hoping I didn't have to deal with it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so I just avoided it, so I'm going to avoid it altogether.
What else influenced you besides Kanye? Because you mentioned Kanye. What else besides Kanye?
Besides Kanye, just growing up in the city, you know, just trying mm-hmm. to find a way, you know what I'm saying, to make something out of yourself, you know, and my ambition inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but another, you know, just movies and, you know, just other artists, just watching the culture of the game, just seeing people do things that are dope, you know what I'm saying, that inspires me. You know, mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's dope. Like, you know, we got to keep pushing the culture. We got to keep being dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, seeing my homies like Kendrick Lamar come out with a platinum album, you know
right.
what I'm saying? That inspires me because I saw him when he was just dropping the first EP, and when he changed his name to Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Like, just all the
his
homies
name before that,
K-Dot. I mean, it was K-Dot. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel competitive with like Kendrick and YG and?
I mean,
like a healthy competition.
I think it's always to be friendly competition. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In this business, in this field.
Mac
but,
Miller.
That's the homie. Like, I went on
you
tour.
And Mac, yeah, y'all went on tour together.
We did like mm-hmm. 66 shows around the world.
Wow.
Like, he really helped me out. You know what I'm saying? He showed me love. I don't really look at these guys as competition. They all my homies. You know what I'm saying? I've always been the young gun. So I just been trying to stand up for the youth. Like, I always wanted to be the young kid speaking for what we do, you know? And they all know I'm going hard, like, no matter what. Like, I ain't trying to compete with nobody. I'm just playing my lane.
You and Mac Miller still got a close relationship?
We super cool. We not like super, like, we don't talk every day or nothing like that, but he been doing this thing. He's back in Pittsburgh and he been moving around.
Yeah, I hit him up last week. I heard he was on drugs real bad. I said, Mac,
oh my
you
God.
Better not be on drugs the way I'm hearing.
Tell me, why would you put that
he
out there?
He said he clean. He said he good. He said he, you know, he said he's going through some things, but he good.
No, Mac Meezy good.
Well, thanks, Charlamagne, for putting his business out there
thanks.
That.
Hey,
like,
Mac Miller be rapping about that. He don't be tripping.
Yeah, he don't be hiding it, but he said he good now.
Nah, bro,
what
good.
What else did he say?
Oh, he sent me some music. Give me some dope records, actually. He sent me some dope
records. He really love music.
Like,
when I be over here, I just how he really be working, like playing. He really go in, producing, all that. He don't just rap. Like, he don't just sit there, wait for the music to be done. Like, he the type to go make the music himself if he has to.
How'd y'all develop a relationship? Like you said, he Pittsburgh, Inglewood, California.
He lives in L.A.
He used to live in L.A., remember?
Mac Miller lives in L.A.
But nah, before that, that was after the tour when he moved to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But he just hit me. I had dropped this album called Sleeping in Class. Mm-hmm. This album got me a lot of love. Like, people was hearing this album and it was rocking with me. Like, oh, this is dope. It was 12 songs, all original. I'm talking my story. I'm talking about being in school, high school, trying to make it out. You know what I'm saying? It was just like a dreamer album. He hit me up like, yo, this album crazy. Like, I want to bring you on tour with me. So we did like 2 weeks first. And I missed school for these 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We went on tour with him. We did like a West Coast run.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he's like, yo, this was crazy. You killed the tour. He like, man, I got another tour coming soon. My album about to drop. You know, I want to bring you again.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually called me like a couple months later. Like, yo, the tour.
Did he pay you?
Yeah, he paid
me. Okay, all right.
I made money. I had to spend a lot to do it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But I made money doing it. I learned a lot, like fast. Mm-hmm. Like, this is right when I graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 3 weeks later, I'm gone. You feel
right.
I was
probably
gone
had great
months.
Exposure, learned how to perform in front of all those audiences.
Yep. And just saw the business.
Now, I see you also in a movie, Dope. That's
Dope.
The Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah.
So what's that movie about? I know A$AP Rocky's in it. Future's in it.
The writer of The Wood, the homie Rick, wrote the film. And The Wood is one of my favorite movies. You know me growing up.
Because it was set in Inglewood.
Yeah, and this movie is actually
set in Inglewood.
It's actually set in Inglewood too.
You have to give A$AP tips because he's from Harlem. What the hell he know about Inglewood?
I mean, nah, he was doing his thing. He was on his Boys in the Hood. But nah, it's a dope movie. It's based in Inglewood, but it's like a different twist on it. And I think a lot of the young kids are gonna really connect to it. And it's a dope movie for real.
Now recently we seen Blac Chyna and Amber Rose twerking to your joint. Now, how did that feel?
That felt good. I ain't
lying. Did you hit one of them on the DM? No. Come on, Casey. Did you hit one of them on the DM?
Nah, not me.
No, he can't do that to Tiger. He can't do that to Wiz.
Yeah, that's disrespectful, man.
Guy you cool code, with right? both of them?
Huh?
You really cool with both of them?
Actually, to be honest, like me and Wiz, I didn't talk to him before. Like I see him, but we ain't never really worked on nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? Me and Tiger, I seen him. We shake hands. But, you know, we ain't never worked on that.
So your penis ain't got no loyalty to them? You can throw some penis their baby mama's way if you want to, Mr. Veggies. If they bring it to you.
Nah, I'm chilling.
You know, he's that boy. He don't need to get anybody else's chick. He can get his own.
Yeah, but Amber Rose, though.
He's not going to fuck. Don't fall into that.
He's trying to keep it straight. Like, I ain't effing with y'all. Don't throw me in that bus.
Yeah, now, what does that jacket mean to you, man? Because, you know, I like, you know, all y'all guys say y'all not trying to be competitive now, and you know, like you did the movie with A$AP Rocky, you cool with everybody. Yeah. What does the Death Row Bad Boy, what did that mean to you at the time? Did you feel like you had to choose a side even at that young age?
I wasn't really like into it like all the way. I was young, man.
Yeah,
you know
he
what
was
kid. Little baby. But man, I respect these brands, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's culture, man. Like, I had to buy this jacket. This is like big.
Do you watch what's going on with like Lil Wayne and Cash Money and make sure you got to keep an eye on your money and what's going on with your business?
Yeah, for real. I've been learning from firsthand experiences than just to see other people going through different stuff. It's just the industry, man. The game
you had some
is
financial
crazy.
Issues before or some...
I mean,
what are some things you
learned? Yeah, I spent a lot of money in my life, you feel me? Not in my life, but in this last couple of years, just learning the business and learning how to really maneuver myself. You know, you got to hit, you know, you got to bump your head sometime, and not really bump your head. You got to learn through real experiences, you know.
Right.
People won't learn how to handle their money unless they spend, you know what I'm saying,
a until lot they F it up.
Yeah,
you so what feel you, what
saying?
You F your money up
I
on?
Knew Emmy was going to ask that.
I want to know, what you buy up? What
bought,
you went to?
I ain't F my money up, but I've bought a couple cars so far. Just clothes, you know what I'm saying, living, just out here living, you know what I'm saying.
As long as you invest, you could buy things that you want, but you got to make sure you
I put
you
a lot of money into my career.
I spent
a lot of money on, I got a studio in my back house, spent a lot of money on.
You said it's doing major though, right?
Huh?
You signed to a major?
Yeah, I'm signed to Epic.
Epic.
Oh, Epic. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm signed to Vested in Culture, Sylvia Rohn. Shout out to Sylvia Rohn. She signed me to her imprint. It's through Epic, though, but it's different.
What made you want to do that? Because y'all do have an independent spirit, especially coming from our future and all that.
I mean, I just wanted to get that major level exposure. You know, I put out 8 mixtapes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's one thing to put out these projects, but I was like, you know what? The reach is there, but we need to take it further. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to find a way to really get in the running with all these other, I wanted to compete. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to compete, you know what I'm saying, and do my thing. And I feel like I deserve that opportunity to be heard on a major scale, you know what I'm saying?
These Sony Music emails are about to leak soon, so hopefully they're not talking ish about you.
Oh yeah, no, they ain't talking nothing about me. They know I'm one of them ones. Come on,
you fire. You gonna shoot up the label or you talking about good music?
No, I ain't got nothing. I'm not gonna shoot up the label. I don't got nothing against the label, because it's all up to you. It's all up to the artist at the end of the day.
Are you cool with Bobby Shmurda? He's on Epic as well.
Oh, I never really met him, but I had, it's funny. I was in D.C. at this club. It was a party. He came in the club. It was like looking at the crowd. He was like funny, yo. He's crazy.
Mad energetic.
Yeah, he's like looking at the crowd like he has an aura to him. He's dope.
Yeah.
I never really chop it up with him, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you know you roll with real killers?
I mean, they seem like they really about that life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They seem like they're really out. Damn, that's
know,
just
but
unfortunate.
It very is. Unfortunate.
They, unfortunate. Now, so your debut album comes out this year, right?
Yep. I'm trying to drop it.
What's it called? Squash and collard greens?
Man.
Okra and squash?
Nah, not at all, bro. I wouldn't call my album that.
What's it called?
It's about growing up, you know what I'm saying? I want to give y'all the title, but they told me to kind of wait, you know what I'm saying, so we can do it right, you know what I'm saying? But,
live and grow, maybe?
Huh?
Live and grow?
He just guessed.
This guy's a key.
You're still pretty young. How about you?
Did I guess
21,
right?
22?
Yeah, you just guessed it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna give you that.
He probably already knew.
Hey, you didn't
I'm psychic. I'm clairvoyant in this room. I'm clairvoyant out here.
Hey, I can't hide nothing from Charlamagne.
Oh, man. He gonna be on my team for Family Feud. You got that pretty good,
hey, man. He really guessing album title.
It's in the bio.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
So what are you, 21 or 22 now?
I'm 21.
Oh, it 21. Is actually in the bio.
No, it is not.
It's the last line in the bio.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a slogan. It's not in the bio. It's like our slogan.
Right, right,
he
right.
Said,
right.
The last thing in the bio says, veggies are good for you, and so is his music, Live and Grow. And I'm going to go ahead and give up my secret. He's wearing it on his hat. I mean, I'm like, there's no reason. He says Live and Grow. I'm like, that has to be the name of his album title.
This is like one of the hats we're going to release for the album.
That's dope.
All right.
Yeah. So I was like, either he's very healthy or that's the name of his album.
There you go. Well, we appreciate you joining us today, sir.
And we have the name of Casey Veggie's debut album coming in 2015, Live and Grow on Epic Records.
That's right.
You do know that.
And you know what it is, Casey Veggie's is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.